Hey, yo, this is your man Wordsmith, a.k.a. the one with that classical flow, and right now I'm chilling in the basement in the studio with the Hip Hop Digest show. And y'all know what it is. They give you nothing but them exclusive bangers, nothing but that real hip hop. They dusting off the vinyl in here. You know what? Matter of fact, I ain't gonna say no more. I wasted enough of y'all time. All you need to know, it's Hip Hop Digest, man.
Like, I'm sorry. I thought you guys were fighting for equal rights, and, like, I'm pretty sure me fucking Martin Luther King is, like, a perfect example of that.
Oh,
hey!
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man DJ King Killer.
Don't forget about your boy Kurt G.
And of course E Green. My brothers.
What's good? What's goody?
Good morning.
Beautiful Saturday, man. Get ready for this block party.
Oh shit, you got block party popping off over there?
Block party in Compton. Yeah, it's going down.
You mean the barbecue with the nigga with the sidearm in his back and all that shit?
Hey, and I'm gonna be right beside him.
That nigga out there, shit. I'm that big homie shit.
Come on, cuz.
That's what's good, no doubt. All right, gentlemen, let's jump right in. First topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... First, before I introduce the topic, I want you to get in the proper mindset. What do old heads do when they want to pass knowledge down? Do they force feed the knowledge? Do they wait to be asked about the knowledge? How does that go down? Because, you know, this topic has something to do with a young guy passing knowledge on to an old head. So I want you to think about it in reverse.
Okay. Right. As far as knowledge, knowledge is knowledge, no matter which way it's flowing, either from young to old or old to young. Because if you don't know something and somebody knows it, that's knowledge they're passing on to you. So I don't have a problem with it going either way.
Okay.
But the asking...
I believe that you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Okay. That's real.
And then as to your question, should you be begging for knowledge? Should you go to them or should they come to you? Is basically what you were saying.
Yes, I'm kind of looking at that question. No matter how it flows, but is knowledge sort of passed on? Is it something that you pick up on your own? Or does somebody sit you down and say, yo, Kurt G, let me teach you about this, son? Or how, you know, or is it just knowledge acquired through living?
It could be both. Because if you pick up a book and read, you're learning something, and nobody didn't have to come and show you how to do that. You went and you picked it up and you learned it. And if you if somebody rolls up on you and be like, hey, young boy, let me show you something. Now, if you're receptive to them when they come up on you, that's one thing. Depends on who they're talking to. Mm-hmm. Young nigga might be like, get the fuck out of here, old head, with that bullshit. I don't want to hear that.
Right.
You know?
Well, I think you can seek knowledge, and there's nothing wrong with that going either way. And knowledge is also organic. Like Curtis said, just living. You learning something every day.
Okay. Well, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is J. Cole is giving advice to Swizz Beatz on how to reach the kids. I guess Swizzy was in a moment saying, damn, you know, I'm trying to get this hip hop shit, you know, passed on. I'm trying to prove it. I'm going to go directly to the kids. J. Cole says that Swizz Beatz ought to consider the model of the new school taste-making powerhouses. A powerhouse that is Lyrical Lemonade. This particular outfit shoots their own releases, creates their own videos, promotes their artists, and they believe in how to stack millions of plays. They recently started their own festival, Lyrical Lemonade. Their success is chalked up to keeping it simple and direct to customer. What J. Cole is saying, there's no reason to do this traditional music industry, traditional hip hop, expensive video, highly produced, and all that shit. He said the demographic, young bulls, way young, I'm assuming, is happy to watch a streamlined piece of content from a curator they trust. Now, I'm listening to the advice, and to me, the new advice is kind of like the old school advice. You now have to get a cosign from the new internet tastemakers. Swizz, as old as he is, should know that already.
I don't even know if that's what he was saying.
Okay. Okay.
I thought he was saying that you got to get on a platform that the youngins are on in order to reach them. So if they're all the youngins is doing live, you, in order to reach them, you got to get on live and talk to them. That's the way you're going to reach them.
My example is that it's anytime, it, to me, that's why I don't think you can ingratiate yourself with young people. Because anytime an old head show up, it ceases to be cool. There's something about in a community, in even if it's online tastemakers, that's just us. It's just us anywhere from 14 to 18 or 14 to 20. It's just us. When you have people come in, whether it be Swizz or anybody else who is older trying to, you know, I mean, maybe Swizz is doing trap beats and shit to ingratiate himself. That's not going to make them want to fuck with Swizz or anybody that Swizz is representing, because Swizz is just a signal of what we don't want. He's older. And I can honestly say that about myself at that age. What really made hip-hop special in a certain way is that my mom or anybody older or, you know, her age and above, they wasn't fucking with it. So it made it endearing to me. So I don't know, B. I see the advice, you know, shout to J. Cole, but you know, at some point in time, you got to realize, to me, unless young guys and gals come to you seeking a specific knowledge set, generally, they're not really going to want to fuck with what you're doing.
So let me just add to this, and maybe I missed it, but is he saying that in order for the old heads to reach out to the younger cats for listens, for respect? I mean, what is it for? Because in most cases, I don't think that the older heads are looking for that audience.
Well,
I thought you were saying that. What I thought he said was that he wants to continue this hip hop thing. He wants to continue it and teach these young kids about hip hop. And how do you continue this hip hop thing with these young kids who don't even want to know shit about hip hop? How can you reach them?
Right. Because that doesn't seem like it's going to work to me.
Right. What you just said, Killer, is true. Is that the youngins ain't fucking with you because you're an old head and it ain't cool to fuck with you. I get that.
But it was opposite when we were coming up, though. The old heads wasn't fucking with us at all, but we fucked with their music.
Yeah, right. That's true. That's, again, people, that's a very good thing you said. I think that's why people don't understand or what they miss about what made that particular era the golden era. Everything we were seeking out of that era was from a previous generation, music-wise, and that sort of set a standard. So that's true. I think in this particular situation, I don't know. The title just says J. Cole's advice to Swizz Beatz on how to reach the kids. Now, you take the kids, I'm just saying, Yachty is going to want to seek knowledge from Swizz Beatz because Yachty got money now. And Yachty's gonna be like, yo, Swizz, I see you're a certain age and you still got money. Maybe I'm coming to him. How do I not blow my money?
And on that, he probably ain't coming at him saying, yo, let me get some beats, though.
No, hell no. Hell no. So
it's not his style of beats.
Right, but I'm just saying. So I guess when I look at this, everybody talks about the generational divide in hip-hop. I mean, I'm the one who generally says that it's going to be there and it's natural, and that it's nothing wrong with pointing out that most stars of said generation don't rhyme as well as previous generation. I don't give a fuck who get mad at that, because that's largely the case. You know, I don't give a fuck if Travis Scott's number one. Travis Scott, all right, he may be an all right individual and shit. He may not be player hating, and he may have some intergenerational relationships, but fuck all that, yo. He's fucking whack to me, but that's me.
I respect the fact that J. Cole is at least trying to figure something out.
Oh, you know, J. Cole is actually a tweener. He's a cat who really understands something about lyrical powers, you know. And two, he got his foot in the Young Boy camp. He know that. You know, he know them. So, you know, he's a tweener. There's a lot of cats who in that position.
And that's a terrible position to be in, to me, to actually be a tweener. It's good when it, you know, you have a knowledge of the music before you, and you also have a knowledge of the music's happening right now. But it's bad in the point of you're trying to come out and you're trying to put out music. You don't know which direction to go. You don't know who to try to reach out to. If you reach too far to the young boys, then catch your age or a little older looking at you like, man, get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. And if you reach too far in the other direction, the youngins is like, nigga, that, what the fuck is that old school shit for?
Indeed. All right. As the world continues to turn, let's keep it rocking. Next stop, I'm going to Hip Hop Digest. House legend David Morales accuses Kanye West of an unauthorized sample on his new record with Lil Pump called Love It. It's not really a sample. They are biting the bass line note for note. David Morales took to social media to tell the world that Kanye uses a bass line from his remix he did for Alexander O'Neal, a track called What Is This Thing Called Love, some 25 years ago. He said, yes, that's my bass line. I did it over 25 years ago. Said nobody has asked permission. Nobody has gave me any love. No points. No royalties. Not even a coupon to Walmart. The New York-based DJ said, obviously, look at the videos above. He said all this at Facebook. And he was like, damn, you hear what I'm saying. Nevertheless, I'm going on record. This is my bass line. There's no legal action at this as a press time. The production on the Kanye Lil Pump Love It single is credited to Ronnie J, CB Mix, and DJ Clark Kent, as well as Kanye West.
Ding, 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 ding.
Shout out to David Morales, yo, house legend. You guys don't know nothing about that on this end of the spectrum.
Oh, yeah. At one point, David Morales was the fucking man.
Yes.
You had to go to that nigga to get a remix. Your album, on your single, or you wasn't coming the fuck out.
Well, your label wasn't going to put it out unless David Morales was on it. So you didn't have a choice. I don't give a who you are. Janet Jackson, Whitney Houston. I don't give a flying. David Morales was the man. And so David Morales, who probably's got enough money to get big lawyers, but it won't even come to that. Because I'm assuming Kanye West is going to quietly write a nice big check to one DJ David Morales.
And I was going to say, he's probably going to get paid because he was very inclusive about what he didn't get. So he knows what the fuck he's talking about.
And they know he knows what the fuck he's talking about. Like I said, at one point, he was Kanye West. He was the man.
Including that coupon at Walmart.
It might get some stock in Walmart.
Hey, you know, now it's funny. We just got done and we did an entire fucking topic on young boys player hating on old heads. But I guess this would probably teach us, doesn't it depend on how you introduce it? Why didn't Lil Pump say, oh, that shit sounds like, you know, a house bass line from David Morales? First of all, he doesn't even know who the fuck David Morales is. He doesn't know house music. He doesn't know any fucking thing. He just thinks that he's on a come up on a cut with Kanye West. Both of them motherfuckers in the video looking like cinder blocks. That shit is horrendous, but
Afro Man. What? He didn't know because he was high. You think he had any idea what the bass line was? Come on, B.
That nigga was like, that beat, I like it. I'm going to put some words Kanye on it.
No, but I'm just saying, but see, if you present it to, it's sort of like getting somebody to fucking eat Brussels sprouts. I'm going to present to you Brussels sprouts. Nah, fuck it, I don't like it. Okay, I'm going to introduce McDonald's fries, even though they're made from Brussels sprouts, but you don't give a fuck because you love McDonald's fries. B, I'm just saying, it's very interesting to me, this young bull. You know, I fuck them old head niggas. Maybe they just don't like how we talk about, or the way we talk about the particular subjects and how we critique the music. But certainly,
B,
Nobody.
Yeah, weren't we just talking about knowledge a few minutes ago?
Yes.
I ain't been to McDonald's in a long time, nigga. But are you telling me that McDonald's fries are Brussels sprouts?
B, I'm telling you that. Yes. Because the same. Because the same principle applies. If in the wrong setting you present that beat. With the knowledge of David Morales 25 years ago, you know, at some barbecue, and your mama and them's dancing to the David Morales original, he will not fuck with it. But you introduce it through the filter of Kanye West and a lot of young boy boot licking, oh, I'm gonna eat it up. I like it.
He probably don't know David Morales or Alexander O'Neal, so.
He don't know nobody involved in shit.
You're fake.
And trust me, on top of that, if David Morales, and I'm sure he's a smart man, may understand not only is Kanye West going to cut the check, but you might want to see Lil Pump's management as well. Oof. Label, Def Jam, everybody involved.
That's who you talk to. Yeah, fuck them niggas. I want to talk to your boss's boss.
Nigga, I want my goddamn money. Real talk, if I'm David Morales, that's what I put on Facebook. Whoever's involved in this project, I want my goddamn money.
Well, there it is. Hashtag goddamn money.
Give me my motherfucking money.
So, all right, that's what's good. Let's keep it rocking. Forbes, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Forbes, here we go, unveils the highest paid rap acts. We're not covering the list. The same names are on the list every year. There's two people on the list I do want to cover, though. Nas at number 6 checks in at $35 million. And then at number 16, Birdman at $20 million. First, let's talk about Nas. The rap legend makes his Cash King debut at age 44. Man, that shit was everywhere. Old as Nas is, this is his first time getting on the list. Wow, what the fuck is Nas doing? Well, obviously, it talks about...
He's trying to be quiet, my nigga, because there's somebody right in the background. I'm bossy.
Yo, that's horrible, but that's another topic that I didn't put down. But in any case, largely to his investment in Ring, the virtual doorbell company that Amazon bought for $1.1 billion. They also said Nas took home quite a bit of money from touring during the past year. And... But let's talk about Nas for a minute. I read a lot of articles really like this is a big deal because of his age. All right? So, I mean, he How made a good that? Investment. Him What's wrong
Jay,
with
him
that?
Him and Jay, same age, ain't they?
Yeah, but Jay's been on that list forever. Nas is just getting on the list. And they were really making a big deal of it. To me, I'm just like, damn, what's the big deal? I mean, he made a good investment. And you make a good investment, you're going to get paid. It's simple as that. I mean, and he would have already had a reasonable tour gate, you know. Anyway, whether he's on the list or not, his ex-wife would have still came for more money. So that let that be known. So.
Look, I don't care if I was 64. Put me on the list. You know what I'm saying? But it's okay. A young man's world, B. It's a young man's world.
Okay, well, let's go to another old head who never gets called an old head, but he's on the list. How in the hell is Birdman making $20 million a year? Somebody please explain that to me. How is he making? What the fuck is he doing that's worth $20 million?
See this?
Exactly.
I see it.
As long as he's getting a piece.
The power of the pen.
Are those artists that are on his label are connected to his label, he's going to make money.
So I'm going to tell you right now, Birdman ain't selling out arenas and he doesn't have a huge tour gate. So you mean to tell me, and I know Blackface Boy, Northern Blackface Boy's making a lot of money as well as Minaj, but you mean to tell me $20 million
Wasn't he connected
points?
To the Northern Blackface Boy?
I'm assuming he's getting points.
So there's some of that check. Some of that $20 million came from off of the Northern guy.
Wow. Yeah. And that catalog's probably still sending some dough his way, so.
Really? Oh, that's incredible.
All them artists is that signed them
that's
contracts.
Right. Artists.
Artists, yes.
Boy, I know Manny Fresh is somewhere gritting his teeth.
Well, them niggas been gritting their teeth, B.
Yeah.
It's hard. Yeah, this shit's grinding down to a nub.
This is unbelievable, yo. It's fucking Birdman at 20 million.
Who's man?
So shout to Juvenile. Shit, I'm sure
BG Turk.
Yeah, I'm sure every last one of them niggas is gritting. So, all right, so let's keep it moving. Why do we do this? This next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, why do we do this as African Americans? Why do we do it? During all Cardi B talk, it was an understory that was undercovered. I wanted to cover it, but it just kept getting bumped and getting bumped. This week, I decided to get it out, and we're going to talk about it. The skit from Wildin' Out star Rip Michaels, and the skit is called Housewives of the Civil Rights Movement, where Cardi B plays the role of Martin Luther King Jr.'s wife in a sketch where she's playing Coretta, the real housewives of the Civil Rights Movement. Had a few other women, including Rosa Parks, Jesse Jackson's wife, Malcolm X wife, Betty Shabazz, a secret KKK spy, a woman called Iggy Azalea, to get together and spill the tea while trying to plan a rally for Martin Luther King. Throughout the skit, the ladies make a number of references of Martin Luther King's notorious extramarital affairs. Before the fight, Cardi B was taking some incoming fire and had to apologize for playing Coretta Scott King. The mothers of the civil rights movement in a skit, okay? Basically calling each other hoe and all kinds of foolishness. Yo, why do we do that, you know? And then this motherfucker up there, Rip Michaels, he remind me of Mr. Fab out Oakland when he was defending V Nasty and them and shit. You know, oh, everybody want to act like, you know, it's all radical. We're allowed to make jokes about ourselves. And what these are the mothers of the civil rights movement. I would think they would garner a little bit more respect than an attacky hoe skit about MLK and his boys on the road getting it in. I just don't get it. Maybe I'm fucked up in the game, but why do we do it, Lil Malcolm?
I ain't got no Lil Malcolm on that, because whether y'all remember or not, I thoroughly enjoyed Soul Plane. So I think that there's nothing wrong with comedy, you know what I'm saying? I really don't. As you were saying this, I'm like saying to myself, damn, I bet you there was a time that Betty Shabazz or any of them, I'm sure they laughed. I'm sure they found stuff entertaining and whatnot, you know. If it were a series and it was on weekly, then I'd be like, you like, damn, really? But for a skit, I'm just really not even paying attention to a skit, B. I'm gonna either laugh or not and keep it moving.
I guess for me, I'm wondering why Cardi B's taking on this incoming fire, or at least was. That was pre-fight. Taking on this incoming flag. Look, she's just a character in the skit.
She's the biggest name in the skit.
But how about the nigga who wrote that shit, though? This
who
motherfucker.
Who gives a fuck about the nigga that wrote it?
Wow.
Because I put it like this.
Can't see them.
Right, you can't see them. Say somebody writes a movie, and it's a white guy, and it's a fucked up movie about black people. And it's black people playing the fucking parts. Guess who's gonna take the flack for that shit? The black people playing the parts in that movie, not the fucking writer of the movie. Unless you find out that the writer of the movie is a fucking white guy.
Well, and that's and you know what? And that's in today's age. Maybe if you're talking about 1990, yeah, maybe you can hide that fact. But in today's day and age, you're not gonna be able to hide that fact. And I'm sorry. Cardi's apologizing, but for what? Why don't we get at that nigga who thought that it was, you know what, yo, I'm going to get all the mothers of the civil rights movement, and I'm going to have them running, you know, just like, you know, that ratchet shit, you know, everybody, you know, sort of winking a nod that they was in bed with King and shit. What the fuck? Come on, son. What kind of shit is that, yo? That's some Rob Abernathy snitching shit.
Great. You sound like Big Malcolm over this motherfucker.
Damn,
right now.
Damn. Wakanda forever. Put the X up, nigga.
Goodness.
Nah, man, I'm just saying, man. Look, we, of course, nobody else would do that. okay? We gonna do it, you know, because our self-esteem's so fucking low, but ain't nobody killer, else doing it.
Killer, come on, B. White folks doing it, Jews, everybody it. Does it, B.
They ain't doing it.
Before Soul Plane, there was Airplane, my nigga. Do you remember that from the 70s?
I do remember Airplane, yes.
Okay, so people make fun of themselves. Doing the same shit?
People make fun of themselves all the time.
Right.
But I get it why it's a sore spot. I get the sore spot because it's a position where you're thinking, damn, they should have a little bit more respect than to talk about them. They should be off limits. But hey, when they're talking about comedy, nothing off limits.
I'm just saying, B, I'm going to use your own words against you, though, son.
Me?
Okay, yes, you.
Let's go.
Okay, black on black crime, nigga. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, damn B. right. You come on, man. Get the fuck out of here, son.
Oh, he has stolen the little Malcolm Reigns this week.
Malcolm is back in the house.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Let me also say this real quick. Excuse me last week for all that chair movement. And this week, I'm over here by the Compton Airport. And these little Magnum PI planes are flying like crazy right now. I'm trying to hit the mute button, but if you hear it, you hear it. But back to your comment.
Yeah, exactly.
Comedy is different, B. It's not meant to be taken seriously.
So on your actual comment, okay, yeah. If we had your boy Tyler Perry on the show right now, he'd be digging in your ass, nigga.
Really?
He'd be like, no, Madea.
He might try.
He'd be like, Madea ain't nothing but comedy. Madea ain't nothing but comedy.
He would fail. Madea is a different, whole different level, and we're not going to do that this week. You're not going to make me do it.
Nah, B, I'm just saying, what's the fucking difference? Gee, is there a fucking difference? This ratchet Housewives of the Civil Rights era shit, the mothers of the Civil Rights movement, okay, got to put up with this shit?
How many people saw that shit? How many people even care about that shit? You know what I'm saying? Is there a demand for that?
I did say it was an underreported story, so probably not that many.
Okay, but you let a new Madea come out. A new Madea Halloween. you almost got me. I ain't gonna do it, though.
I see Malcolm bubbling up. He said you almost got me.
Eddie Murphy was talking about, I ain't bailing that hay, master. Is that fucked up? It's comedy.
G, help me out here. Where are we at on this, son? I think I got Egri, you know, sort of being counterproductive here. I think he's, you know, I don't know, you know.
Wearing the Malcolm pants wrong, B. They too tight. They skinny jeans on your ass. <They ain't working.
laughs> You know, my fat ass, skinny jeans, that's not a good look.
I done seen some big niggas with skinny jeans on, too.
And it ain't a good look on them, neither.
The fuck is this offensive lineman doing with fucking skinny jeans on? Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Take them shits off, B.
But I'm saying, but where are we at, B? I mean, you usually are right in the middle with this. You could see it from the middle.
Well, B, and I am in the middle on this shit, too. I'm more so with Egri on this.
Ah.
It's comedy, B, and it's a skit. And it's not a weekly program. It's not a series. It ain't got, like, fucking 10 years of this shit. This is just a one-time thing, and I understand you saying, but I do understand that why when it's comedy, you can get away with saying it. So if somebody calls you a bitch, because they called you a bitch and they meant it with a serious face, you about to fuck them up. But if they call you a bitch and they laughing, it's a joke. So it's comedy. So what, you got going to say nothing then? They just still called you a bitch, though. They just was laughing when they said it like they wasn't really serious about it.
I'm sorry. I'm fuck that. I'm holding. I'm holding the line on that. I'm just saying, your boy, and not even so much Cardi B, you know what I'm saying? Shit, he got me calling her Cardi B. I ain't even dropped Bodak. I'm so upset.
I was about to correct you earlier, too, but you was on a roll, my nigga. So I said, you know what? I'm going to let Bodak live.
Nah, man, it's fucking Rip Michaels and shit. Yeah, it's a motherfucker.
And you are ripping Michaels'
nigga.
Ass.
Yeah, I'm getting at that nigga directly the same way that you get at your boy Tyler Perry. That's all.
You getting at the source.
Wow. Right. Right.
Wow.
And I feel you for that, because that's what I like to do. I like to get directly to the fucking source. Fuck all these goddamn puppets and these fucking, all these motherfucking minions. I want to get directly to the boss's boss. So I feel
down.
You.
Wow, King Killer off the Malcolm.
No, sir.
It's all right, man. It's going to be all right. It's one skit.
All right. Well, we're going to see about that.
Wait. If we see one of them Basketball Wives episodes every week of that, then yeah, B, Lil Mal's going to be on full-fledged.
And there don't be one motherfucking basketball wife on them goddamn shows.
Yeah.
You black, none of y'all motherfuckers married to a basketball nigga. Y'all used to be.
I just know the name of the show. I never watched it. Love It Hip Hop. I know all the names, but I don't know who the fuck the people are, what they're talking about, none of that shit.
Oh, that should be on at Kurt G's crib regular.
Hell yeah, regularly.
Oh, did you feel that bus?
Regularly, B. I can't help that bus, B. My wifey loved that shit, son. I can't help but get hit by that bus. So, I gotta take that one.
All right,
I'll be downstairs, yo.
All right, let's keep it rocking. Next up, we'll go to Hip Hop Digest. Is the Hip Hop Digest label lesson? This isn't so much of a lesson because I couldn't find any information on the label. Actually, but the label is called City Beat Records Inc. and that's spelled CITI Beat Records. Now, if you go to Discogs, there are literally 4 recordings under this label. All right. City Beat Records, the first recording is The Ultimate Choice featuring Finesse and TLC, not the TLC you thinking of, but this is old school New York, under the call letter CB101. Then it was Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, Duty James, 2 versions, City Beat 100/2, The Ultimate Choice again with Set It Off, and Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, Girls I Got 'Em Locked EP.
How many of those records do you have, sir?
I had 3. I now have 2.
Damn.
So I did lose one.
I had 1.
So, all that.
I got them locked.
All that being said, if you're a record collector out there and you see something on City Beat, I'm not saying it's hugely collectible. The Ultimate Choice records are running about $30-$35 per a record if you can find it, and that's the one record I lost, pissed. But the thing about City Beat Records, it probably, to my best estimate, would have been a personal canvas of a one late great Paul C. McCaskey. And it's always a good time to teach and reteach about Paul C., the late great Paul C. A lot of people don't know who Paul C. is. I'm going to describe Paul C. as Jay Dilla before Jay Dilla, because he was a super producer as well as a super remix engineer. In mid-July of 1989, a 24-year-old Queens, New York producer, Paul C. McCaskey, was murdered. At the time of his death in the previous weeks, he had just finished engineering the soon-to-be mega hit, Just the Friend, from Biz Markie, Queen Latifah's Ladies First, and significant portions of Eric B. and Rakim's 3rd album, Let the Rhythm Hit 'Em. All right? Did I mention Paul C. was white?
Nah, you didn't.
But some of us knew that.
Yeah, some of us did know that already.
If you were a scholar, you knew that. But if you didn't, I'm letting you know right now, Paul C. was a white guy. All right.
Now, with much flavor.
With much flavor. But you got to remember, in order to appreciate Paul C., you got to look at the timeline that he did his work. Okay. He was crossing all kinds of racial boundaries at the time when tensions between black and white communities in New York were very high.
Oh, the black medallions was out.
Oh, the black medallions were in full force, my nigga.
Yeah.
Okay, one incident in particular took place December 20th, 1986, not long after Paul C. started working at 1212 Studios. The death of Michael Griffith. You guys who don't remember, you will remember the Howard Beach incident in Queens. Griffith, who was running from a white mob, died about 7 miles north of the studio where Paul did the bulk of his work. The white mob with baseball bats and chains chasing the brother, saying, "Nigga, you don't belong here." That was the tension in New York amongst black and white communities. The tension was very high. okay? Subsequently, after Paul's murder, okay, and this is what I found out that I ultimately didn't know, is that several people were either implicated or downright arrested and brought down to the studio for question. Brought down to the police station for questioning. Those include Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd, C.J. Moore by back by popular demand, Mikey D, Steezo, and the almighty RSO, who was in New York working at the time of Paul C's murder. They were brung down to the studio, implicated in the murder, and questioned. Obviously, all of those gentlemen were released. All right? Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd said basically after that incident, they were dropped from the label, which kind of explains to me, what the fuck? It's like they dropped off the face of the earth.
Yeah.
They were dropped off the label, and everybody who was down with them was not down with them. Okay, as well as the people who all but disappeared, Mikey D, Steezo, all of them just disappeared. Okay,
yeah, they did.
Paul C's family made it clear that they did not want to, didn't even want to fuck with any of the artists and all the blacks who were working down at 212 Studios. I mean, down at 1212 Studios because in the wake of Paul's death. Now you gotta remember at the time. I'm sure Paul C's family was getting a lot of, if he wasn't hanging around with those niggas, he wouldn't have got murdered. I'm sure they were getting that. Okay? So, also, 212, I keep saying, I want to say 212 and shit, at dyslexia and shit, you know what I'm saying?
112.
Definitely not 112. 1212 Studios was located at 9232 Union Hall Street in Jamaica, Queens, where Paul made the bulk of his music while he was alive. Was ravaged by fire about 6 years after his murder, obscuring a very, very big place in hip-hop history. All right? When it comes down to Paul C, what can I say? Ultramagnetics gives the drummer some. It's got to be one of the best hip-hop records ever made. This, they say the way this guy mastered the SP-1200 was amazing. Okay, there is at least an hour and a half documentary out there of the people who knew Paul best commenting on his genius. But anyway, all of that basically, again, runs back to City Beat Records. There's only four of them. Well, actually, only three of them. The LP actually came out on Elektra DNA, but that's a whole nother story. But City Beat, if you see it on a flea market somewhere spelled C-I-T-I Beat, you might as well go ahead and buy it because all of the recordings were touched beautifully by one late great Paul C. Paul C. We honor you.
Rest in peace.
No doubt. Rest in peace. No doubt. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is, and you know we got to get to it.
What are we getting ready to get to?
I can only imagine.
Eminem's kill shot this, the Machine Gun Kelly. And I'm going to take a different angle. My setup is, remember a couple of weeks ago when I said blackface boy, obviously caught in blackface, but then his Negro enablers sort of let that slide. To me, this is a perfect example. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Yes. I'm
going to get you, killer.
A, B, I'm just saying, I'm putting niggas on the carpet for this type of dumb shit, all right?
I can't fucking wait to hear what you about to say.
All right. First person I'm putting on the carpet is Jay Elect, okay? I don't know if they didn't put a mic in his face during that blackface shit, but I didn't hear nothing from him. But now that you got Eminem battling and naming everybody in the industry, black and white, pop or underground, doesn't matter, mumble or not, he's naming everybody. You got certain people all fucked up in the game. So, during the Machine Gun Kelly diss, Eminem slits a couple of words in there, and according to Jay Elect, and excuse my dyslexia as I try to read this, Jay Elect surfaced to issue a warning to Eminem about joking about Diddy having Tupac killed at the end of the track. The often esoteric rapper tweeted that M was in the wrong, noting how Diddy profited in the wake of Tupac's death. without mentioning M's other business partners who were also enriched by the gap in the rap game. How dare you, this is Jay Alec, how dare you accuse Diddy of killing Tupac while you completely took a pass on Jimmy Iovine and all those people who profited the most? You better tread carefully, son. Now enter Royce da 5'9", who is coming forward and saying, I'll write something in a response if any of y'all want to come get at M. I'll light your ass up. Stay off Eminem's back. Mind your business. Now see, why are these Negroes getting upset about a Machine Gun Kelly diss? Yeah, so what, he mentioned Diddy's name. So what? Okay, what the fuck? So what? Alright? And ain't none of y'all had nothing to say about a motherfucking Negroid up in Canada looking Negroid. Like Sambo. Nah, B. See, that's what I'm talking about. You know, Jay Elect, put some motherfucking records out, nigga, first of all right? And then Royce, you running around.
Do.
You know what I'm saying? And then Royce running around trying to hold the water for him. I don't get it.
Do.
I don't get it. What the fuck?
Oh, boy. Whew.
Big
Thank
Malcolm
you,
is in full effect, my nigga.
Just saying, and then this ain't really got nothing. In a way, it got something to do with color, but in a way, it really doesn't. I don't understand, but just like I said, if certain people do something, other folks gonna get excited about it, okay? And here go M. Not only did we trash the M album on this show, did we trash the M album on the show?
Yes.
Yes, it got trashed. Lyrically, it didn't get trashed.
Right.
But beat-wise, it got trashed.
And beat-wise and lyrically, it did get trashed by Swervin. I'm just saying.
He said it's the same old, same old.
Right, man. Right, right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Eminem unknowingly, and maybe, and just maybe, I think unknowingly, he's providing a little bit of leadership in the fact that here we are, you got everybody and they mama now examining and making comments about bars. Only about Eminem's bars.
Mm-hmm.
No Lil Yachty bars. No Lil Pump bars. No Black Thought bars. No 69 bars. Well, ain't nobody gonna comment about Thought bars, especially some other MCs who don't want to get caught
but
with their ass.
They
ain't gonna get caught with their ass out fucking with Black Thought. But I'm just saying. But because it's Eminem, there's another rallying point. And I'm sorry. I'm got to call it the way I see it.
How do you see it?
Well, I'm just saying. Now, you made a face when I said M is unwittingly showing leadership, maybe not by design. But now he's got people all of a sudden wanting to take a look at bars. Now, is it just Eminem or is it something else? That's my question.
I think it's Eminem. I just think it's Eminem. People just ride for that dude, man. I mean, you know, you saw the chain this week. People riding for Eminem and will fight die-heartedly for his bars, his lyrics, his technical rhyming and all that shit. But it's more than that to some of us. It's more than using a whole bunch of words. Again, because if that was the case, like you mentioned, Cannabis would be mad famous. Because that dude writes. And there's a whole bunch of people that write. And can put a bunch of words together. But what does that really mean at the end of the day in the total scope of a record?
Well, first of all, I think it's some frustration. As much as you say M's not saying anything, and I'll give you that. I'm not riding for M in that way. I'll give you that. But, you know, M is, you know, he's selling a lot of fucking units, B.
And so is your boy from the up top. What does that mean?
No, I'm just saying, but the people who are responding, the people, Lord Jamal had a lot of shit to say, of course. I'm not covering that Joe Budden shit. I'm just saying, B, I mean, Kurt G, help me out here, B. I just, now fuck that, yo. I'm calling motherfuckers out on this shit, nigga. I mean, you know, if you're going to call Eminem out, okay, and Eminem is at least, I, be- believe at a minimum making a good faith effort. Now, granted, is he getting steered wrong by his enablers? Yes. Okay? He could have did that Machine Gun Kelly over fucking Ultramagnetics Watch Me Now.
Very well could
have. He could have, you know what I mean? But,
let me also interject this real quick. I do not dislike Eminem. I really, really, really liked Eminem when he came on the scene. But then when he switched over to that commercial shit, he just has not been able to, in my opinion, to come back to that point where he was when he first came in, where he was rhyming with authority. I don't care if you're just clowning and saying a whole bunch of words. I don't care. There's a whole lot of people that do that.
Yeah, I get it, but I don't want the, I guess what I'm trying to say, I don't want the focus to be on M. M, to me, here is the lightning rod. I'm hearing all kinds of niggas come out of the woodwork who normally keep their mouth shut on garbage or want to chalk it up to, let the young man, let them young boys have it. Oh, don't get mad, they making money. Yeah. What the fuck?
I'm going to tell you what, though. I'm sitting here on the fence, like looking over the fence at the baseball game, because I would love to see Royce and Jaylen go at it. I would love it.
Oh, see, but
it's not gonna happen because they just talking shit.
Am I dreaming?
Exactly, light skin, but I ain't.
But let me go back and answer this question that he asked me earlier. I'm here. I, on the premise of saying niggas didn't say shit when Blackface Boy put on the blackface and got his name. Nobody said a damn thing.
None of these radical niggas.
None of these niggas was coming out front and making this a big deal. It was like it happened. Okay, oh well, let's skip past that. Let's keep it moving. And now that M is getting support from this, that, and the third, it's people want to come up and want to start talking shit because he mentioned Diddy's name in a record and Jay Elect wants to come at him and saying that don't be doing all this other dumb shit. I feel Jay Elect. Yeah, don't come at Diddy if you ain't going to say shit about the people, about your handlers, because they profited a lot off of his death too.
And we mentioned his handlers on this show
plenty of times. The devil. Yes, we have. But I'm on the fence like you when it comes to this. Like, all right, I understand niggas wanting to defend M in a way, because M is actually lyrically, at least he's doing something lyrically compared to these other niggas that's out here commercially anyway, that ain't saying a motherfucking thing and just over that auto-tune shit and just singy-songy shit all day long. At least M is making an effort, at least doing something, even though you say he ain't doing nothing but putting a bunch of words together and whatever. But at least he's doing something, so I will support him in that. But I won't be out here on some stand shit saying M is this and M is that, because M's got faults. And his biggest fault is he can't pick beats, and he just, for some reason, won't get out that bubble and bring his ass back here to the underground where he belongs.
Can I get some bad versus evil Eminem?
I can't let y'all off the hook here.
Where's the game recordings Eminem at?
Well, no, G, I'm sorry. I got it. Fuck M, to be honest with you.
Damn, Lil Malcolm.
Nah, B, because you got motherfuckers out there in Jay and Leg, and I don't get Joe Budden's, Lord Finna. I mean, you got motherfuckers coming at this. You got motherfuckers always got some shit to say, okay? But, I mean, what the fuck? To me, the biggest affront, okay, if you want to take this to racial politics, and if you read through Jay Elect, there, that's what it is a little bit.
But that is the reason why, B, this is such a lightning rod, because it's white versus black. See, because of the blackface northern boy, because he has an inkling of black in his blood, and he's considered black, he gets away with that.
Fuck.
But even though he shouldn't have done it, put the blackface on, and we should have called him out on that shit, but because he has black in his blood, we let him get away with that. If Eminem had put the blackface on, he'd be under the dirt.
Yeah. Career be over.
He'd be dead. And even Royce 5'9 could not stand up for that nigga. He'd have to be like, yo, that's my boy, but I don't know what the fuck he was thinking about.
Right.
Because he couldn't even stand up for him on that stat. But because the blackface northern boy has some black in his blood, he could get away with that. Is the reason why.
Nah, well, I guess for me, I'm more outraged Okay, look, I understand people going to have an opinion about M and whether he's contributing to hip-hop or more delinquency, and I get it. But I just can't let them other niggas off the hook, yo. It's just ridiculous to me, yo. You know?
And I feel you. I'm with you 100 on that, saying, nigga, you ain't call him out for doing that shit, but yet you want to call him out for just saying Diddy's name.
That's what, right. And I look at the crimes, and I'm like, you got a motherfucking full fucking blackface, big red lips regalia. Fully, okay? and you quiet as a motherfucker versus Eminem, who, even if you're going to take him at his worst instinct, at least is coming battle style, okay? I don't like his beats either. I think it's ridiculous, you know what I mean? You know, and yeah, okay, of course, with that type of lyrical flow, he could be much more devastating. I get it, and I'm not arguing that, but nah, B.
Diplomatic immunity.
So,
King Killer is at full throttle.
Yes, B. This week we had big Malcolm in the house.
I hope not, B. I don't think I was coming off like that.
Yes,
when you go back, when you listen to the show, my nigga, when you listen to the show in full function, you're going to be like, oh, damn, I was tripping. I was going in hard.
And two, certainly we didn't really talk about him. I mean, Royce in this whole standing in the gap for M.
That's his man. That's
okay,
his man.
I understand that's his man, 50 grand. But again, he's waiting around. I don't think he said it because of Jay Elect, but maybe the combo of Jay and Buttons and others. You know, he felt like they were ganging up on him. I don't know.
I want to give Royce a pass so bad.
Yeah, because I know that's your man, 50 grand.
It just looks bad, B.
That's his man's 50 grand. He got nothing but love for Eminem, and right. I understand taking up for your man, but your man's can handle his own work. Your man's, if he wanted the top five all time, your man's can handle his own work.
Yes.
And your man's gets listed above you in a lot of lists.
Yeah. So what, as you said, trying to be Captain Save him?
You can't save Superman, my man. Yeah, you can't save him.
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, no one is going to, no one. And, you know, shout out to Machine Gun Kelly. Okay, he shot a shot. You know what I mean? He tried to do
it. And in full disclosure, I like the Machine Gun Kelly beat better than the Eminem beat.
Okay. Yeah, beat wise, but I'm sorry, B. You're not going to worry about Machine Gun Kelly in another two clicks or so. So, you know, Eminem, he's all right. I mean, and that's maybe due to his mafia partnership, I would assume, but, you know.
Book of Ryan Cocaine.
Hey, you say what you want, but like you said, yo, it looks bad, doesn't it?
It looks real bad, B. Just on the historical value of it, it looks real bad. But
it goes back to the fact that Eminem is in that bubble, and he can't even handle his own work. You need your mans to come out and handle your work for you.
Didn't even think about that aspect, B.
You done forgot how to handle your own work?
Nah, don't worry about that. I mean, so I don't know. As the saga continues, I'm just saying I'm watching. And I'm just looking at people's reactions to this, and I'm just saying, boy, oh boy, as we end the show, I'm just going to say, you know, I wish we had this type of reaction when Al Jolson was revealed, you know, but we didn't, and Kerji explained why we didn't, so I won't do it any
further.
That's
a wild hair, though,
yeah.
For you.
Yeah, I know it.
It is. And he got his name based off of that shit.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Okay, world famous Kurt G's albums. What up?
This dude is overheated. Look, he's fanning.
he's hot back there. Yeah. He was preaching like a mofo back there.
Yeah, man.
All right, this week we got Jamal Buford, Time in Between Thoughts. That's Jamal Buford, Time in Between Thoughts. And we got the Doppelgangers, Og! That's the Doppelgangers, Og! And the instrumental joint is Iman Magnetic, Back to Square One. That's Iman Magnetic, Back to Square One.
All right. Anybody got anything left over?
Shout out to Mr. Chappelle, Rashid Chappelle, for putting out that new fire.
Oh, yes. Yes, sir. It is fire. I was listening to it this morning.
Okay. I might have listened to that later on.
Yeah.
That's what's up, no doubt. So, all right, baby.
So, all right, man, drink water, B.
I'm pretty hot. So, now we're at the end of the show. We're going to go ahead and make the announcement.
Oh, yeah, damn, I forgot all about that shit.
I did not. I was waiting for you to get it, but I got it.
Go ahead and get it, B. I forgot all about that shit.
I did not. The mixtape is finished, ladies and gentlemen. Okay. And when exactly are we going to release this?
The mixtape is finished. We got a few small little things to do, but it should be available by next show. We should be putting a link up for everybody.
Okay.
That's show 510.
Yes.
So 510. Yeah. So now let me say this, okay? I know, you know, everybody's doesn't do home PCs or whatever, but it looks like we're going to have to put a link up on our website for you to get the page. Now, look, B, you can't throw this shit up everywhere. Me and Kerji was looking at the logistics. It just can't happen. So all that being said, now, I'm hoping that our text chain partners who are more savvy about the workings of the old phone and everything, Artemis and all you guys like that, y'all can spread that shit wildfire, and you should. Because actually, I think now that it's put together, it sounds better than it did, I thought, as we were listening to it as individual pieces. But all that being said, so hopefully our friends out there on the text chain can really spread the fire.
All right.
There it is.
All right. Well, we'll see you next week and go.
Yeah. Be back to our normally scheduled program.
I don't want this nigga to be in Malcolm no more. This nigga fucking around. I have a coronary back here. He fucking sweating and shaking the fucking fan. He's hot. Blackface gets him hot, B.
And not in a good way.
Personally, hey, look.
I hope you don't ever see Drake. It might be one of them moments, my nigga.
Nah.
It might be one of them moments.
Well,
why the fuck you put that blackface on, nigga?
Nah, I ain't.
Nah, you gonna answer me, nigga?
I mean, first of all, even if I saw him, his security would get me and they'd beat my ass. I'm too old to get into them scuffles like I used to.
they be beating you down like they did that nigga on the stage for 6ix9ine.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that would be me. So I'm being dead ass right there. I'm sure security would be lightweight. As far as that goes, I didn't mean to come off as Lil Malcolm. I just thought that we have to cover this from all angles, okay? And it was a certain angle that was troubling me. I don't care about celebrities talking about M's bars because they don't know nothing about this shit, all right? That's some hip-hop shit. These other cats, I don't know. I'm thinking maybe they sore because M is still making money after all these years.
Kurt, listen, we supposed to be calming down.
That's all right. I'm going to let him finish, B. Let him get it all out,
I'm
B.
Out, yo. I'm
let
out,
him get it
yo.
All out.
Yeah, I'm out, yo. You know, Detroit, stand up, 8 Mile, peace.
Yes, one of the best hip-hop cities.
How about that, man?
One.
I fought for everything that I got, from the cocaine cooking in the pot, from the cold night standing on the block, for every time I took a shot at an op, for every time I had to run from a cop, for every time I had to tell him I'm not, when I knew what I was, Muhammad Ali with the blood on my gloves, Rocky Balboa cause I always get up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Nobody move, I'm not smiling. All I knew was money and violence. Moments of silence, mooses they filing. To lock me up, sit me on Rikers Island. Cases compiling, shit was real wildin'. I ain't have a clue what the fuck I'm gonna do, but I'm a champion. We fall down to get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion. I was built to win, I'm Biggie Smalls. Trying not to get killed again. I am a champion, I'm a champion. We fall down to get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion. I was built to win. I'm Tupac. Trying not to get killed again. I am a champion. Mayweather with the bars. Mike Tyson on the roof with the pigeons. Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Lennox Lewis when I'm jabbing you. Realer than real. The Holyfield. George Foreman when I'm performing. Jake LaMotta when I'm hitting the bottle. J. Joe Louis when I do this. Sugar Ray Leonard with the temper of 10 lepers. The Lord is still my shepherd, but you can form it against me. I got my own weapon, your girl touching my wood, Kiki Shepherd. But I'm a champion, we fall down and get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion, I was built to win. I'm Biggie Smalls trying not to get killed again. I'm a champion, we fall down and get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion, I was built to win. I'm Tupac trying not to get killed again. I'm a champion.
I'm the greatest to ever do it, like Stephen King. I'm a king, I can prove it. It's in my fluid, my veins, aim and movement, I'ma use it. My music is feeling ruthless, like all my limitations. Obliteration, the blueprint, bring the tools. And I'm a hooligan, Google them straight, I'm pointing like I'm hootering. And my pupils are feeling movements like dudes bring Medusa. And I got cougars that's cougaring, fools that I'm full of them. Your cruise is just full of them, I use uses to fool with them. I got belts, pelts, I don't need help, you should be stealth. I receive wealth, I believe hell is just a choice, my nigga. I use my voice, get bigger. You think you sweet, you get every bunch of boys and pickers. I cut no slack, don't throw snap photos, the track polo. Void, I run the track, shirt is a plaid polo. The black auto, damn platinum, don't ask no more. I got so much drive, I just switch to attack auto. My total body count on the pad, don't know in the class of my own, my nigga. I'm that solo, I'm out.
I'm a champion, we fall down and get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion, I was built to win. I'm Biggie Smalls, trying not to get killed again. I am a champion, I'm a champion, we fall down and get up again. Nigga, I'm a champion, I was built to win. I'm Tupac, trying not to get killed again. I am a champion.
Data, bitcoins, and microchips, Intel, Pentium, silicon, and biochips. Sitting on Oprah's sofa, my drink is on a solid gold coaster. Cigars with DiCaprio, a rock and roller, you still rock the Casio. Ace of Spades popped on the patio. Aston Martin, powder blue, and pistachio.
I know that they are not who they pretend to be. Ain't no more convincing me. Money turn your kin into your enemy. Streets to turn your mans into your memory. I keep it a century. I got a lot of people trying to drain me of this energy. Broski had them 10 a key. We got chickens to a piece. They gon' have to murder me. They don't want no niggas free. I know this was made for them. I know this was sent for me. I'm just trying to take back every single thing that's meant for me. I don't owe nobody nothing. Everything comes straight from me. Young nigga, go get your bread. Only thing that's bread in me. So my niggas still alive. They already dead to me. Young, I fear no evil. Don't speak this servant for he deceitful. I fear no demons. I buy the chains just to free my people. I dream of Porsches and families that don't know divorces. Wake up to Warren and niggas dying and buying Jordans. It's been a minute. I've been official. I've been efficient. I've been in corners. I've been that nigga. I've been at this shit. I've been at Warren. Been relieved and I've been addicted. I've been recording. They pay me good because I paid attention. Yo, Purple. Told y'all we back at it.
Your hands ain't fast enough to touch me. You motherfuckers trying to box with God. You motherfuckers trying to throw rocks at the sun. I am the one and only. I am the true living. You can't catch what you can't touch. You can't touch what you can't see. God body.
Yeah. First they gon' love you, then they gon' hate you. It comes to stages. He lost his cases, his lawyer Jewish. The judge was racist. I speak the truest, they misconstrue it. We incongruent. I need a moment, I need atonement. It's more than music. I douse the fire with water, I'm holding water to it. These boys so late to this party, it's like they early to it. This feel like whispers in the pews when the pastor preaching. If they break me, I crack and crumble into Jesus pieces. I'm in the building, I'm on the building, I own the building. At 16, 16, felt like 100 million. I'm smoking Keisha.
Yo, I heard Matt voted for Trump.
I heard Matt wearing Tim's on the beach.
I heard Matt likes to fuck.
I heard Matt like black.
Yeah, I heard that nigga Matt was in hot tub with Mama D on TMZ. That shit crazy.
Lies, the rumors, the lies, the rumors, the lies, the rumors, the lies. Open up your mind when you're in my ride and say, party and bullshit. This one we built. Oh, we the la-la.
lead with direction, speak on the truth.
I heard Kanye's crazy.
Nah, that's true.
I heard Beyonce had another baby.
Nah, that's true. I heard The Weeknd's lying with demons in a secret society scheming. Well, I guess it's not so secret. I heard Kendrick knows where Pac is. Probably in Cuba recording a new album, docking two flies topless. Tell me the streets don't know who's shopping. You know who knows, but we know they ain't saying shit. Old man said, yo, Gucci got the fat in the fence. Came home and got off of the meds. Now he looks like 50 Cent. I heard Alex Rodriguez was innocent.
Who told you that, man?
Alex Rodriguez. I heard the earth's flat.
They teach me that in school.
Kyrie said it, Shaq said it, then it must be true. I'm here to help a generation lost and confused. I think it's about time the whole world handle the truth and fuck
the lies, the rumors, the lies, the lies, the rumors, the lies, the rumors, the lies. Open up your mind when you hear my rhyme and say, party and bullshit. This what we do. Ooh, we the la la. Lead with direction, speak on the truth.
First of all, I never been broke mentally. Pops is rich, but grew up money po. It was meant to be. Struggle with the famine shit, do famishes and managed it. No, we didn't spend it all. Double cross like asterisks. I write my own shit. They like I stole shit. It's hard to move here. They ride my whole dick. You niggas foolish, it's no illusions. I proved it. Me blackballed. I don't know, said Jesus, said Judas. Listen, I am not missing a tooth. This is a gap like M. When you're missing the proof, this shit is sad. Niggas swear I'm soft because of the positive. Fast, but run up on me, see yourself being watched for the jab. It's like
lies, the rumors, the lies, the lies, the rumors, the lies, the rumors, the lies. Open up your mind when you hear my rhyme and say, party and bullshit. This what we do. Ooh, we the la la. Lead with direction, speak on the truth.
Yeah, the rumors and the lies, you can't escape from them. Nah. If you got a friend that's hating, then stay away from them. Right. Niggas wanna know your business, ain't gonna spreading the word. Telling lies with a tad bit of truth that they heard. Damn. The type of niggas that be arguing all up in the shade room with other chicks gossiping. Your homie, that ain't cool. Watching TMZ with some popcorn and laughing with a made up story you sold them and imagine. It's tragic, people like to believe the worst scenario. When the story comes on, you cranking up your stereo. Ears glued to the latest news of an entertainer, yeah. The real scoop from a bitter stranger, and you love to hear about somebody that's doing bad. If it turns out to be fake news, you fucking mad. Fuck, before you tell your people your business, look in their eyes. Cause sometimes people only lend an ear just to go and spread
the lies, the rumors, the rumors, the lies, the lies, the rumors, the rumors, the lies, the lies, the rumors, the rumors, the lies. Open up your mind when you hear my rhyme and say, party and bullshit. This what we do. Ooh, we the la la.
Lead with direction, speak on the truth. The truth.
To the franchise flagship artist, sickling the hammers, all the black Marxists, and my blade been sharpened on the park bench. I'm on my Dookie Hope Union Square Park shit. I'm the architect and the arsonist. 45 caliber tongue thoughts, the cartridge. Birds with the head in my lap going ostrich, and my shit the wool from a different cloth. A nigga hung like a Christian cross. Alhamdulillah, ID, so no pork. Dark denim, white tee, the low emblem, 1080p and HD of my pictures. This the widescreen lifestyle, late night, corner store, Visine and lifestyles. Get a Dutch, this is too strong for white owls. A night owl, you can find me in the after hours. Eyes wide on them niggas plotting after hours. Like P.E., live my life through the scope. I'm he who laughs last, was the ass of the joke. A power shift, I'm the change in the paradigm. Abnormal, I played near the power lines. You fool's gold, just that 24 karat rhyme. Clean cut with pristine clarity. Not for profit, I do it like charity. And this school is a student first faculty. I gotta live out my king before they Malcolm me. And put the X on me, throw the hex on me. Long barrel, single shot, or the tech on me. No vest on me, walk with the law, but head devils. Like a nigga talk with a sword. The ballot or the bullet, the corner or the bullpit. I recite like Negro hymns. My insight like Elohim. My lines uncut like kilograms. It's hard body meets God body. Borderline verbal assault and armed robbery. With no hands, I make magic. A nigga stay over their heads. Close caption, close caskets, and blow ashes. The mind of a torturous soul. The pen's classic.
Thank you.